Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are here. You're chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And as always, it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show just have been successful in their businesses and that continue to be successful in their business. And it also inspires me to know when I've touched someone who have took my advice and started their own businesses or took that step on doing what they want to do to build their better career for themselves. So as always tell people, if you want to be successful in life, you got to surround yourself around positive energy and positive people so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. And this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Last week on the show, we kind of talked about some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to advertise via social media, talked a little bit about how to repair your credit. Also had an interview with my girls from Double Divas. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Today I'm going to give you just a couple of current events. Today I have an interview from a local business owner, Karen Salem. She's going to tell you how she got started with that. Also want to say good morning to XRQK Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Again, want to just say good morning to y'all out there as well. All right, guys. Before I get to all of that, got to give you guys your dose of reality. Got to give it to you to know you love and know you love it. Good morning, MJ. Are you there? Hey, MJ.
Hey, I'm here.
There you go. I'm sorry. I thought I lost it. Girl, you know we got to give our people what they've been waiting on, our girls from Basketball Wives.
Oh, yeah.
All right, girls, put it on the table. All right, it was blurry last night. I'm sorry. I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I think it's the calm before the storm.
I don't know. But, you know, the only part that I really, really liked is when Tammy got the call from Kenya Bell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to get better. I think this
Ooh,
week is
yes.
It's going to get better with her and then Tasha's so-called stalker. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I wonder who's stalking her. And the female.
I don't know,
that.
But I'm interested to see.
Maybe it's the chef. What you think? I don't know. Girl, I can't wait to see what song is targeting who and which one it is. That's going to be interesting.
Hey, it's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, kudos to Evelyn. She's starting a clothing line with Little Bow Wow's mom. I bet that's going to be cute.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
You think so? Yeah, that's going to be interesting, too. But it's cute, though. Kudos to her.
Shout out to Tammy also for her
Her that was a pretty cosmetic thing. That went really good.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
I was, too. Now, that's how you do a lunch party.
There you go.
Tasha, did you take note of that? That was a lunch party. I'm gonna buy some of her products as soon as it hits the store. So I'm gonna have to look for it. I'm sure it's already out. So I don't know. Girl, what do you think about Susie and Tammy with their little wine tasting?
Boring.
Well, at least they brought Tasha something back.
Yeah, bougie, but
That was gonna be interesting. What about Shawnee and her little date?
Honey,
he's gonna work out.
If he wasn't
gonna
romantic,
work out,
if he was not romantic when you first met him, you ain't gonna teach him how to be romantic. I mean, he's younger, so how was his idea of a date to go boxing?
Girl, that was a date. Wasn't that a date?
Yeah, that was a date.
That was a date. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, all righty. And her little girl made, what, 12, 13?
I thought it was 11.
Oh, 11. Oh, I'm jumping ahead of time. I'm sorry. Well, that was a nice little family gathering. Huh? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, that was a beautiful cake.
It was. And Shawnee did some cooking. I was like, oh, Shawnee. Shawnee says she can burn in the kitchen a little bit. Girl, what else? Did we miss anything else? I'm trying to think.
I think I did.
It was boring, though. Oh, but I know you're not into this one, but I've watched my Black Ink Crew. I love them, girl. I love them. I've been trying to get Caesar and Duchess on the show, and they just ain't calling me back. So, Caesar and Duchess from the Black Ink Crew, if you're listening, don't forget to hit me back. I'm trying to get them. I like their show. You got to get in their show. There's this.
What?
Really drama, girl.
It comes on with Monday Night Football, so it's kind of hard to settle both, you know, watch both of them. But I can't wait to Love & Hip Hop New York. K. Michelle's on
that. Oh, my
God.
Did you see the previews? That's going to be really good.
She's going to bring it.
Interesting,
too.
I know.
Bring it back.
Girl, what do you think about our Texans last Sunday? Our Houston Texans out in tears.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
I was like, defense, what happened? You couldn't hold them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the Texans
and
the Falcons, too. So, I mean, I'm at a loss right now.
I guess we'll be getting Manziel drafting next year, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
we might.
Texans don't like drama. They don't like drama.
Yeah.
They don't recruit drama. So,
But you know what? I love a scrambling quarterback.
I mean,
like
it's
to
not
make it out of pocket
the scrambling quarterback. It's not about the scrambling quarterback. It's about the attitude that comes with it. And Texans don't like drama. They don't like drama.
We might need a little drama to win some games, though.
Well, not always. You could be a great quarterback in college, but I don't mean you'll be a great quarterback in the NFL. You see a lot of those in the NFL. So we'll see, though. We'll see.
Well, all right, MJ, thank you for calling me. We had our Into the Street with our basketball wives. Hope y'all enjoyed that. It was a little boring for us last night, so I don't know. We waiting on the new stuff to come out.
Yeah.
I know. All right, MJ. Have a good day. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All righty. All right, guys, that was MJ. We always have our Into of the Street with a dose of reality. We got to give you a little dose of reality. All right, guys, going to take a quick break. Going to give you guys your blast from the past. Got all your emails. I try to put much as I could together. Hope you enjoyed. Give me a few minutes. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Miss Karen Salem. She is an entrepreneur of a leather furniture here in Houston. She has one in Austin. She has several locations, so give me a minute. I'll be back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. Blast from the past.
All around the world.
Today, Open Talk to have Miss Karen Salem. She is the owner of Town and Country Furniture. They have some awesome furniture, guys. You got to check them out. Hi, Miss Salem. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good. Tell my listeners, how did you get started in this type of business? And kind of give a little information about yourself and the business.
Okay. Well, originally I was an interior decorator, and I always had a passion for furniture. Actually, I was working in Florida as a designer. The economy tanked in Florida, and people just stopped buying furniture. So I started looking for a place to relocate my family and start a new business.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask me, how did you get started? And I always say, Google. I just started Googling best place to start a business, best economic forecast over the next 5 years, best place to raise a family. And everything just started coming up in Central Texas, Austin, Houston. So we really just took the plunge in the height of the recession.
Okay.
Found a location. We'd never been here before. And I found a location. And call me crazy, but I opened a furniture store when other furniture stores were really going out of business.
Okay. All right. Well, tell the listeners, what sets your furniture stores apart from the other competitors in the area?
Well, first of all, we're a leather specialty.
Right.
Or we just carry leather furniture. So we're kind of the leather experts. Do people need that when shopping for leather as opposed to other kind of furniture? I mean, we don't sell dining rooms or bedrooms, so they really want the expertise because there are a lot of different grades and leathers. And so we can offer people that specialty.
Okay, so especially like you said, since you were an interior designer, so you kind of know what's in demand, especially with leather. So, because I like leather and I like y'all's furniture. I've been in the Galleria area to that location. So for women then who want to start their business such as yours, what kind of advice would you kind of give them? What inspirational words would you let them know how to start their business?
Well, I would say don't be concerned about doing everything better than the competition. Just do things differently.
Okay. Okay. And then also I would think, what about maybe if they have a passion for it, you think maybe, or?
If they have a passion for it, well, yeah. I mean, I would definitely encourage women to pursue where their passion is. That's
right.
Goal number one.
Yeah.
To ensure success.
That's right.
What you find a void in the marketplace that needs to be filled, if you can't, if not, position yourself amongst the other stores that are similar, whether it's a jewelry store, an accessory store, a furniture store. You want to be where everybody else is shopping for that particular item, because customers can bounce around from place to place, you know? I mean, I would have people say, oh, well, you don't want to open a furniture store there. There's so many furniture stores right there. I'd be like, that's exactly why I want to open my store right there in the middle of all of them.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Well, Ms. Salem, thank you for calling in today on the show. Guys, again, this is Ms. Karen Salem with Town and Country Leather Furniture. Please check their stores out. They have different locations. One in the Galleria area. They have one in Austin.
They just opened our third location in BK.
Okay, yeah, BK. So, okay, so we have 12703 Highway 71, right?
Yep.
Okay, so guys, check them out. You can order stuff online. Check them out. Check out her commercial. Love your commercial, Karen. You are so pretty.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for shopping local.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed my interview with Miss Karen Salem. Hope you guys enjoyed your blast from the past. Again, you requested the song, so this is what I'm giving you guys. I'm going to quickly give you some current events. Step around Houston really quickly. Houston Power Women Football Team is having their tryout this Saturday, October the 12th, at Law Park at 9 a.m. Don't forget that. Check them out on their website at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Check their Twitter page out, guys. Like them on Facebook. October the 15th. Score Houston is having a smart financing and online marketing. October the 17th, they also are having a how to write a business plan. And remember, guys, these events are free. So October the 15th and October the 17th. Put that on your calendar. Again, that's Core Houston. Those are free. You want to build your businesses up. Going to quickly just give you a few business ideas that I thought about that you can start from home. That's not a lot of money. A credit repair person. Income tax is coming up, guys. So think about being a tax preparer. Think about wedding and party planners, because you have to have people that just don't have time to plan things. So wedding or party planner, you got to think outside the box. A life coach or a business coach. Again, I am a certified life coach, so think about that. So I do consulting as well, image consulting. If you're good and you're in fashion, you like that kind of stuff, so an image consultant is a good business to start. A travel agent. If you are really creative and you like staying in the media, start a blog. Think about that. That's something that's really, really cheap, and you can do that from home. You don't have to leave your day job, or if you are in school full-time, that won't take a lot of your time. So think about that. And the last one is a tutor. If you can just tutor maybe certain subjects, or if you know how another language, think about that. Again, think about get outside the box. Think about something someone else will not do, and this could boost your business or a new business that you want to start. So I hope I said those not too quickly. If I did, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will email those right back to you. Again, guys, follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. Remember, I will be going Ustream and YouTube soon. If you check my Twitter page out or follow me on Twitter, you'll be hearing that as well. I'll be tweeting that out soon. And again, guys, when you're doing your business, always think about the important essentials that you need for your businesses. You got to think about your EIN number, your federal tax ID number. You can call your local IRS for that. Think about writing a creative mission statement for your business, because remember, with your mission statement, it represents you, who you are with your businesses. I get emails all the time about that kind of stuff. And again, remember, guys, when you're starting a business, ask yourself, again, certain questions. Is this business opportunity a part of a successful industry? Is it in demand? And does this business require a huge investment? Does it require a loan or a grant? So, again, if you take my advice and go through the Score Houston, they have a lot of different means for you, loans, grants, business startups. So you have to think about stuff like that. And then the last one is, will you dedicate yourself 100% to your business? Or are you going to have someone to run it for you? I wouldn't do that. You got to be successful. You got to run your own business. See what's going on. All right, guys, this is going to wrap up the show. I'm going to leave you with my commercials again. Hello, everyone out there at XRQK, Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio Network, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed your blast from the past. Hope you enjoy everything today. I will be back on the air on October the 14th at 10 a.m. And, you know, to check that interview out, got another reality star. You got to listen to it. Stay tuned. Guys, have an awesome day, awesome week, blessed weekend. See you next week.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power football team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to get your hair done? You want to look good for the weekend? Well, you better call Paul. Paul Walker at www.styleseat.com. So you can get that hair snipped, whipped, colored, and laid. Again, that's Paul Walker. He'll hook you up. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off. So call so you get your hair laid. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 713-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography, or you can email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. You know anyone who has anger management problems? Well, contact High Hope Outreach Center at 832-446-6286. They have anger management classes, life coach classes, business coach classes, parenting classes. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. You want your lips to look glossy and shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss selection with fabulous seasonal colors. Sheer color shades to complement your skin tone. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to brand your business? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.